弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们今天可以一起来继续分享他的话。
We thank the Lord that we can share His words together.
今天我的题目是初心不改。
The topic of my sharing today is the hearts that never change.
弟兄姊妹，请原谅我，我们今天开头没有小笑话。
Please forgive me, brothers and sisters. There's no joke at the beginning today.
因为今天我们要分享的经文有34节之多。
Because we have 34 verses to share today.
而且每一段都特别的精彩。
And each passage very exciting.
那我们有选择性的先读一部分很重要的经文。
And let us read selectively through the very important scripture.
我们今天读27节。到三十二节。
Let us read from verses 27 to 32.
那其他的经文我到时候再帮弟兄姐妹总结一下。
And the other verses, let me summarize for you.
好，我们麻烦可以放27到三十二节。
Could we please put up verses 27 to 32 on the PowerPoint?
好，请大家中文、英文我们一起读。
And let us read together in both Chinese and English.
带到了，便叫使徒站在公会前。大祭司问他们说：“我们不是严严地禁止你们不可奉这名教训人吗？你们倒把你们的道理充满了耶路撒冷，想要叫这人的血归到我们身上。”彼得和众使徒回答说：“顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣，我们祖宗的神已经叫他复活，神且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。我们为这事做见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵，也为这事做见证。”今天这一段圣经可以分为三个段落。
We can divide today's passage into three sections.
第一段是17到28节。
The first section is verses 17 to 28.
为大家做了一个小总结。
I summarized it for everyone.
大祭司扣押众使徒，神使者拯救显神迹，得自由传讲生命道，主血债唯恐归己身。
The high priest detained the apostles, but the angels of God rescue and perform miracles. Free to preach the word of life, the Lord's blood debt fear to be their own.
第二段是29到32节。
The second section is verses 29 to 32.
他讲到的内容是得时不得时，总是传福音，顺从得圣灵。同作主见证。
And the summary for this section is, in season and out of season, always preach the gospel, obey the Holy Spirit, and be the Lord's witness.
最后33到40节，他讲到的是公会智者加玛列，耶稣基督手中旗，面临机会不深究，错失一生大福气。
And the last section, verses 33 to 40, Gamaliel, the wise of the council, a chess piece in the hands of Jesus Christ, failing to get to the bottom things, missing the great blessing of life.
真的辛苦翻译的弟兄了。我看大家的表情其实也可能不太明白。
And looking at everyone's expressions, it seems you're a little confused.
但是没有关系，我们保持好奇心，一起来品味今天的故事。
That is okay. Let's stay curious and savor today's story.
十七节有一个开头，中文没有翻译出来。
There's a beginning at verse 17 that's not translated in Chinese.
它是一个连接词 ，but.
It's a connective word, but.
我们可以把它理解为于是。
It could also be understood as therefore.
那他告诉我们，今天这一段的故事与之前发生的事有很紧密的联系。
It tells us that today's passage of the Bible is closely related to the previous story.
我们都还记得新生的教会在主的安排下经历了外患和内忧。
We still remember that under the arrangement of the Lord, the newly born church experienced both external troubles and internal worries.
但这些难处却都成为了教会的祝福。
But these difficulties became the blessings of the church.
那在上一段我们就清晰地看到，这一群在基督里的人第一次正式地被称为教会。
In the last passage, we saw that this group of people in Christ was officially called the church for the first time.
那教会的影响力真的是爆炸了。
And the influence of the church exploded.
当看到别人有影响力的时候，人心里一比较，嫉妒就冒出来了。
Seeing that others are influential, and when people compare, jealousy could appear.
十七节告诉我们，大祭司这一群人，他们满心的记恨。
In verse 17, it tells us this group of high priests, they are full of jealousy.
在他们心里，我们搞宗教的最在乎的就是对人的影响力。
And about when we engage in religion, what we care about is our influence on people.
你们使徒这么嚣张，还有老百姓能听我们的吗？
And when you act like this, would the people still listen to us?
仇敌就借着这些人的罪来对抗神。
And the enemy used the sin of these people against God.
宗教领袖就决定抓捕使徒。
And the religious leaders decided to arrest the apostles.
根据圣经学者的研究，所有的使徒这一次都被捕了。
According to the research of the scholars, all the apostles were arrested this time.
他们被锁在外监，关在监狱里。
They were locked in the public prison.
接下来使徒要面对的就是一场严厉的审判。
What the apostles would face next was a severe judgment.
我们在后面的21节可以看到，公会叫齐了一切的宗教领袖，搞了一个这么大的场面。
Later in verse 21, we can see that the council had assembled the religious leaders and created such a big scene.
看样子这次说不好要出人命。
It seemed that this time it could be fatal.
圣经没有描写使徒们此时的心情。
The Bible does not describe the mood of the apostles at this time.
在此之前，那是一个高潮。
And before that, there was a climax.
神的荣耀在他们身上满满的表现出来。
God's glory was fully revealed, through them.
他们正准备撸起袖子大干特干，但如今戛然而止了。
The apostles were ready to roll up their sleeves and get to work, but now it came to an abrupt ending.
但如果我们看到圣灵在背后的安排，原来这并非是终止。
But if we were to look at it through the eyes of the Holy Spirit, it turns out this was not the ending.
而是第二幕的开启。
But the opening of a second act.
十九节开头也有一个 but.
There's another but at the beginning of verse 19.
好像主持人出来向观众们说，不要灰心，第二场马上开始。
As if the host came out and said to the audience, don't be discouraged, the second act is about to start.
果然到了晚上，神的使者来了。
And really, at night, the messenger of God came.
不管这位使者究竟是神的天使，还是什么武林高手，那拯救的过程和结局都很出人意料。
No matter whether the messenger was an angel or a martial arts master,The process and outcome of the rescue were unexpected.
这位使者打开牢门，领使徒们离开监狱，如此轻描淡写，完全感觉不到惊心动魄的过程。
The messenger opened the prison door and let the apostles out. Such an understatement does not let us feel the thrill at all.
但实际根据后面23节的经文， 看守的人就守在监狱门口。
But in reality, according to verse 23, the guards were just outside the prison gates.
我的心里特别痒，好想知道他怎么做到的。
I'm very curious about the method that was used.
怎么这群人就看不见呢？
How could they not see it?
还有一个细节也很有意思。
There was another interesting detail.
这位使者救完了人，回头还把门给锁上了。
After releasing the apostles, the messenger also locked the door.
因为在第二天23节，提审的人报告，监狱的门是牢牢锁住的。
Because on the second day, as written in verse 23, the officers reported that the prison door was firmly locked.
路加故意没有记载这么精彩的拯救过程中的诸多细节，就是怕我们不重视后面这位使者要说的话。
Luke deliberately did not write us the wonderful process, afraid that we might overlook the next important point.
使者替主耶稣给门徒们、使徒们传了圣旨。
This messenger gave them the decree.
你们去站在殿里，把这生命的道都讲给百姓听。这是第二十节。
Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. This is verse 20.
根据电影中诸多的套路，一个惊心动魄的拯救行动之后
，A common move in the movies we see is after saving people in a thrilling way，
那往往是把这位 VIP 藏起来，远离热点地区，不要出来冒风头。
What comes next is to stay away from the hot spots and hide away。
那么主好像给他们的安排是不同的。
But our Lord gave them something different.
你们去站在殿里，把这生命的道都讲给百姓听。
The apostles were told, "Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life."
对我来说，这个吩咐很让人为难。
To me, this command was difficult.
首先就是地点，主要求他们站在圣殿之中。
The first was the location, and the Lord asked them to stand in the temple.
这里可是犹太教的中心，这多么打脸啊！
And this was the center of Judaism. What a slap in the face.
我就不能像之前一样，出门右转去所罗门的廊下，干之前干过的事情吗？
Can't I just go out and turn right, go under Solomon's portico, and continue doing what I did before?
传讲的内容也让人很为难。
The content of the preaching was also difficult.
直译就是去传讲所有关于这生命的信息。
And in direct translations, it's a message about this life.
这生命就是耶稣基督的新生命。
And that life was the life of the new life of Jesus Christ.
这正是宗教领袖严厉禁止的，不可奉耶稣的名。
That was strictly what the religious leaders forbid, was not to use the name of Jesus.
主却要求他们传讲有关这新生命的所有内容，一点都不能打折扣。
But the Lord required them to preach the whole message of this life without any compromise.
他们必须奉耶稣的名，这明显就是与宗教领袖们撕破脸了。
And it was to preach in the name of Jesus.And this was obviously a face-off with the religious leaders.
我都可以想明白这其中的风险，那想必门徒心里也是知道的。
I am able to understand the risks involved, and presumably the disciples knew it in their hearts too.
但你看21节，门徒乖乖的听话，在天将亮的时候就进殿里去教训人了。
But in verse 21 says the disciples were very obedient,And they entered the temple at daybreak and began to teach.
弟兄姊妹，使徒们的勇敢不是血气里的，我要与他们斗争到底的那种勇敢。
Brothers and sisters, the courage of the apostles was not in the flesh, something like fighting against the other party to the end.
我们看不到他们用自己的影响力煽动百姓去对抗宗教领袖。
We don't see them using their influence to incite the people against the religious leaders.
他们满有羔羊的灵，很温顺。
They were full of the spirit of the lamb and were very meek.
但同时呢，他们有勇气顺服神的命令，把神的命令摆在地上的权柄之上。
At the same time, they had the courage to obey God's command and place it above earthly authority.
我自己很羡慕上一段的高潮。
I was very envious of the climax in the previous passage.
3,000人、5,000人、10,000人信主，很让人兴奋。
3,000 people, 5,000, and tens of thousands of people believe in the Lord, which was very exciting.
使徒的影子都能医治人，很让我激动。
And the shadows of the apostles could heal people, and this was also very exciting.
但是今天神的荣耀在这些使徒们身上却用另一种方式彰显出来。
But today the glory of God was manifested in another way in these apostles.
你主耶稣曾在约翰福音15:8里说，你们多结果子，我父就因此得了荣耀。
The Lord Jesus once said in John 15:8, My Father is glorified that you bear much fruit and prove to be my disciples.
他们顺服神的话，神的荣耀就显明出来了。
When they obeyed the word of God, the glory of God was revealed.
今天主虽然没有要求我们去最危险的地方为他做见证。
Today, although the Lord has not asked us to go to the most dangerous places to testify for him.
但他一定吩咐我们在学校、在公司、在我们父母、孩子的面前成为他的见证。
But he must have commanded us to be his witness in schools, in the workplace, in front of parents and children.
我们的主每一天都如此的吩咐，弟兄姊妹，我们听到了吗？
The Lord commands us every day, but brothers and sisters, do we hear it?
我们是否愿意顺服，也有勇气，让他在我们平凡的生活中显出他的荣耀呢？
Are we willing to obey and also have the courage to let him show his glory in our ordinary lives?
当第四章听说监狱里的犯人都离奇的不见了，心里就犯难。
When the chief priest heard that the prisoners in the prison had mysteriously disappeared, he felt troubled and worried.
他们忧愁他们打压基督教的这个计划好像没有办法进行下去了，不知未来如何。
And he was worried about their plan to suppress Christianity and didn't know what would happen in the future.
但当他们得知这些使徒正在他们眼皮子底下传福音，
But when they learned that these apostles were preaching the gospel right under their noses,
心中的那份忧愁啊，立马就抛到脑后去。
And the sorrow in their hearts was immediately forgotten.
我就很奇怪，难道他们忘记昨夜发生的神迹了吗？
And I was curious, did they all of a sudden forget the miracle that happened last night?
他们其实心里什么都明白，但仍旧选择打压主的教会。
But in their heart, they understood everything, but still chose to suppress the Lord's church.
于是大祭司派守殿官来抓他们。
Therefore, the high priest sent the captain to arrest them.
这个守殿官就相当于咱们的那种禁军统领一样。管着圣殿所有的武力。
The captain of the temple was equivalent to like the commander of an emperor's army in the past, and this captain was in charge of all the forces of the temple.
大祭司要用武力把他们抓过来。
The high priest wanted to use forces to capture them.
那么可以感觉到他心中的那种急躁啊，着急审判使徒们。
We could feel the impatience in his heart.And anxious to judge the apostles.
但守殿官和差役却是客客气气地把他们请过来。我们看第26节，他们没有使用暴力。
But in verse 26 it says, The captain with the officers went and brought them, but not by force. They did not use violence.
因为这些守殿官和差役心里很清楚，使徒们在百姓中有很高的声望和影响力。如果一抓人，准出事儿。
But the officers knew very well that the prestige and the influence of the apostles among those common people could make things go wrong if they were arrested.
使徒们的反应是很温顺的。
the apostles were very docile.
明明知道他们可以完全就躲在老百姓中间，他们也拿他们没办法。
They knew that they could hide from the people, and the religious leaders would dare not to do anything.
也明明知道他们跟着差役去公会要发生什么事情。
And they also knew that what might happen when they went to the council.
但他们心里还是乖乖的来了，但他们还是乖乖的来了。
But they still went obediently.
好像在使徒们的心里明白了一点主的心思，要他们再一次去面对公会的审判。
It seemed that the apostles understood the Lord's thought in their hearts and wanted them to face the judgment of the council again.
因为主有话要对公会说。
Because the Lord has something to say to the council.
大祭司在审判中的质问，我们就让我们看到他心中那一个最大的恐惧。
The questioning of the high priest during the trial showed us the greatest fear in his heart.
我们也就明白了为什么大祭司宁可对昨晚的神迹视而不见，也要抓捕审判使徒们了。
And this makes us understand why the high priest would rather turn a blind eye to the miracle of last night and judge the apostles.
你们看第二十八节。
Let us read verse 28.
大祭司在那里吼道。
The high priest says there.
你们想要叫这人的血归到我们身上。
You intend to bring this man's blood upon us.
弟兄姊妹，你们还记得吗？几个月前，这群人可不是这么说的。
Brothers and sisters, do we still remember? They did not say this a little while earlier.
马太福音二十七章二十四到二十五节跟我们说。
In Matthew's chapter 27, it says,
比拉多在那里金盆洗手，向百姓和宗教领袖们说。
Pilate took the water and washed his hands and said,
流这一人的血，罪不在我，你们承担吧。众人怎么回答呢？他们都说，他的血归到我们和我们的子孙身上。
Pilate said, I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves. And all the people answered, His blood be on us and on our children.
几个月前，宗教领袖就是这样拍着胸脯说的。
And those few months ago, the religious leader patted their chest and said that.
弟兄姊妹，原来这样一个天不怕地不怕的人，也有这么敏感害怕的一天。
Brothers and sisters, it turned out people who were not afraid of the sky or the earth could have such a sensitive and fearful day.
我想起我自己在犯罪的时候，也是什么都不怕，脑子一热就干了。
I remember myself when I sinned, I was not afraid of anything. My mind was hot and I just went through with it.
但犯罪之后，迟早会让人害怕，正如亚当和夏娃怕见神，大祭司也开始害怕了。
But after sinning, sooner or later, people became afraid. Just as Adam and Eve were afraid of seeing God, so the high priest also began to be afraid.
弟兄姊妹，这实在让我们感到安息。
Brothers and sisters, this really allows us to be assured.
现在越来越多的人批评基督徒，攻击迫害基督徒，好像什么都不怕。
Now there are many critiques of Christians and those who attack and persecute Christians as if they're not afraid of anything.
但是我们不必生气和担心，我们可以有200%的把握。
But we don't have to be angry or worried, and we have 200% assuredness that.
过不了多久，他就怕了。将来总有一天，他会为他所干的事受代价。
After a short while, they will be afraid, and one day in the future, they will pay for the price of what they did.
因着这份害怕，大祭司抓捕使徒们，严厉地审问他们。那使徒们有什么反应呢？
Out of fear, the high priest arrested the apostles and severely interrogated them. But how did the apostles react?
我们开头已经读了这段经文。使徒们抓住机会传福音。
We read at the beginning of this passage that the apostles seized the opportunity to preach the gospel.
在我们展开这段经文的分享之前，有一个小知识需要弟兄姊妹记在心里。
Before we share more about this passage, there's a little understanding that brothers and sisters need to keep in mind.
有圣经学者研究啊，在《使徒行传》中那诸多的讲道，并非是逐字逐句的记录。
Some scholars have studied that many of the sermons in Acts were not recorded verbatim.
他们都是圣灵有选择性的浓缩和总结。
They were selectively condensed and summarized by the Holy Spirit.
那我们看一看这段讲道有几个重点。
Let's look at the sermon of the disciples. There are several key points.
第一个呢，就是谈到有机会就要传福音。
The first is evangelize when we have the chance.
彼得面对公会的审判，他没有为自己好好的去辩解为什么违反公会的命令。
Faced with the judgment of the council, Peter did not explain for himself why he violated the council's order.
他只说了一句，应当顺从神。
But he only said one sentence, obey God.
他把大部分的时间精力都用在明明白白的讲福音给这些宗教领袖上。
He devoted most of his energy to preaching the gospel plainly to these religious leaders.
我们出去传福音，比如说去伊朗。
We go out to preach the gospel, for example, going to Iran.
啊，被因为违反当地的法律就被抓了。
And as a result, we're caught violating local laws.
你可以设想一下，如果我们在那个审判的法庭上有机会让我们开口。
If we were to think about it.And given an opportunity to speak in court,
面对那些法官，我们究竟是好好的为自己解释我们为什么违反法律呢？
Facing the judges, will we carefully explain why we violated the law?
还是我们抓紧机会，把时间精力都放在给这些人传完备的福音上？
Or should we seize the opportunity and focus our time and energy on preaching a complete gospel?
使徒们好像完全不在乎自己的处境。
The apostle did not seem to care about their situation.
在他们心里最重要的是，就是趁此机会把福音讲明白。
The most important thing in their hearts was to take this opportunity to preach the gospel.
他们心里真的有一个明确的意念。
They truly had a determination in their heart.
这也是我们的主放在他们心里的。
Something that was placed in their hearts by our Lord.
这段信息第二个重点就是讲到神不改变的爱。
The second key point in this passage is the unchanging love of God.
如果看英语的几个版本，你会发现三到三十一节这几节圣经主语都是神。
If you look at several English translations, we find that in verses 30 to 31, the subject in the sentence
你可以看到在三十和三十一节里面他提到了我们祖宗的神。
It mentioned in verses 30 and 31, the God of our fathers.
那这两节圣经总结起来就是说到关于福音里面一切的事都是这位神主权的掌控。
And to summarize those two verses is that everything about the gospel is under the sole control of our God.
那当然，使徒们这次给公会传福音的机会，也是神特别的安排。
In fact, the opportunity to offer the apostles to preach the gospel to the council was also arranged by God.
我们的主没有放弃这群人。
Our Lord had not given up on these people.
尽管这群人对主的心总是抵挡拒绝，那真是初心不改。
Even though their hearts towards the Lord always resisted and refused.
但我们的主对他们的心呢，却总是宽容忍耐，待他们如初恋一样。
But the Lord had always been tolerant and patient with their hearts, treating them like a first love.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等的爱。
Brothers and sisters, what kind of love this is?
三十一节特别强调说，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。
In verse 31, it says, give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
赦罪的恩典已经给他们了。主今天又特别安排第二场福音布道会， 盼望他们的心可以改变。
The grace to forgive sins had already been given to them, and the Lord especially arranged a second evangelistic meeting on that day, hoping that hearts will be changed.
盼望他们可以悔改自己不信耶稣的罪。
Hoping that they will repent their sin of not believing in Jesus.
我自己常为我的亲人和朋友的得救拼命的祷告。
I often desperately pray for the salvation of my relatives and friends.
但是日复一日，他们一点变化都没有。
But day after day, it seems nothing changed.
然后我就放弃了。
And I gave up.
我祷告不下去了。
I couldn't pray any longer.
但看到今天我们的主这样对待公会的人。
But seeing how our Lord treated the people of the council,
我们就可以放心，还可以有信心继续为他们祷告。
We can rest assured and have confidence to continue praying for them.
因为我们的主没有放弃他们，要给他们赦罪的恩和悔改的心。
Because our Lord has not given up on them, He wants to give them the grace of forgiveness and repentance.
关于这一段福音的信息，第三个重点。
The third key point of this passage.
就是使徒们所传讲的福音是全备的福音。
Is what the apostles preached was the full gospel.
我们可以看到使徒们把福音讲得清清楚楚。
We could see that the apostles spoke the gospel very clearly.
从钉十字架到主的复活和升天，再到教会成为他的见证。
From the crucifixion to the resurrection and ascension of the Lord, and the church becoming his witness.
那每一个部分都没有落下。
Everything was mentioned.
特别在信息的最后，彼得有一个特别的强调。
And at the end of the message, Peter specifically said,
只要信的人，顺从这个福音的人，就一定有圣灵。
Someone who believes and obeying the gospel will be given the Holy Spirit.
这就是第三十二节圣经一个比较直白的理解。
And that's a direct translation of verse 32.
弟兄姊妹，这是全备的福音。
Brothers and sisters, this is the full gospel.
不只有罪得赦免，有荣耀的托付做他的见证，并且神还会给你装备。
Not only will our sins be forgiven and to be entrusted to be his witness, and also God will equip us.
他要赐给你圣灵，然后你靠着圣灵就可以为主做见证。
He gives us the Holy Spirit, and by which we can testify for the Lord.
我们实在求主帮助我们。
We truly ask the Lord to help us.
当我们给别人讲福音的时候，也是能够讲这样完备的福音。
So that when we preach, we can also preach the complete gospel to others.
那不光如此，对于我们自己而言。
And not only that, but to ourselves.
盼望神也可以帮助我们亲自去经历这样的福音。
We hope that the Lord can even help us experience the gospel ourselves.
特别是因着我们对主的那个顺服，圣灵就可以与我们一同做见证。
Because we obey the Lord, the Holy Spirit witnesses with us.
一同见证这位耶稣是一位复活的神。
Witness that Jesus is the resurrected God.
好让我们传福音的对象也可以得到这里的悔改的心。
So that those who listen will have a heart of repentance.
提到这个悔改，就是讲到他不仅仅是悔改自己道德上的罪。
Speaking of repentance, it's not only repenting their own moral sins.
特别是悔改不信耶稣的罪。
Especially repenting their sins of not believing in Jesus.
因为如果不悔改那个罪，一切的悔改都没有意义。
If not for this, all the other repentance are meaningless.
彼得把这一段的福音讲得特别的清楚。
Peter made the gospel very clear.
但是结果呢？
But what was the result?
我们看第三十三节，公会的人的反应是很生气，想要杀他们。
Let us look at verse 33, the reaction of the people in the council, they were very angry and wanted to kill them.
他们没有悔改，没有得着恩典。
The people of the council did not repent and did not receive grace.
那这一节的开头在有些译本里面又是一个 but。
And in some translations, there is another but at the beginning of this.
是的，第三幕就这么开始了。
And yes, indeed, the third act begins.
其实如果你细究里面的细节，你会发现这一段的故事很特别。
And if we were to examine the details closely, this paragraph is special.
如果我们看34节。
Let's examine verse 34.
这里就说到今天这一场对话，下面这一场对话是在使徒们被带出去之后私下的讲话。
What happened next was a private speech of the council after the apostles were taken out.
是这群公会的人关上门自己私下的谈论。
It was something that they discussed privately in the council.
按道理来讲，使徒们应该是不知道的。
Supposedly, the apostles likely did not know about it.
那圣灵特别把他们记载下来。
But the Holy Spirit specifically wrote it down.
我猜啊，也许是保罗，使徒保罗以后信主之后讲给他们的。
Perhaps, my guess was, maybe Apostle Paul told them about it after he converted.
要么就是使徒约翰问他们家亲戚得知道的这个消息。
Or Apostle John asked his relatives about this.
不管怎样，我们看一看这一段它特别在哪里。
Regardless, let's look at it and see what it means.
当公会正气急败坏的时候，
When the council was in a state of rage,
神派了一个人来。
God sent a man.
这个人叫加玛列。
His name was Gamaliel.
神借着这位加玛列给公会一个建议。
God used Gamaliel to give the council a suggestion.
说到加玛列这个人，
Speaking of Gamaliel,
弟兄姊妹一定会想起在保罗书信的后面。
Brothers and sisters might think of letters of Paul later on.
保罗自己提到他是加玛列门下的人。
Paul mentioned himself that he was a student of Gamaliel.
换言之，加玛列是保罗的师父。
In another word, Gamaliel was Paul's teacher.
可能他没有亲身的教导过保罗。
If he didn't teach personally to Paul.
但是这个人所建立的法利赛学派保留了一个特别好的 学术风气。
What he established was the principles of the Pharisees.
所以我们看到他能培养出来保罗这样蛮有逻辑，对圣经又极其熟练的人。
So it's not hard to understand why Paul, through under his tutelage, became a logical person.
那这位加玛列同时也是当时公会两大派别之中法利赛派的首领。
And Gamaliel was also a leader in the group amongst the group of Pharisees.
当然，另一派就是大祭司所代表的撒都该人之派。
And the Pharisees was one main group, and the other main group was led by the chief priest, head of the Sadducees.
所以很有意思的，正是撒都该人这派气急败坏的时候，法利赛派出来了一个领袖，给他们有一些劝解。
So it was interesting that when the Sadducees were in a state of rage, someone from the other group of the Pharisees came to give a suggestion.
加玛列说了什么呢？
And what did Gamaliel say?
他举例了不久前犹太这个地区所发生的两次暴乱。
He cited two recent riots in Judea.
一个丢大，一个叫犹大。
One was Judah, and the other was.
他特别强调，这两次暴乱都有一个相同的结局。
He specifically emphasized that. There was a conclusion at the end of the riots.
就是在那些领头的人死了之后呢，这个群体就树倒猢狲散了。
It was that when the leader of the group fell, then the group disintegrated.
这个群体就再没有什么影响力了。
And the groups had no more influence.
所以加玛列劝这位大祭司，我们要小心的行事，静观其变就好了。
Therefore, Gamaliel advised the high priest to act cautiously and wait for the changes.
弟兄姐妹，加玛列这番话并非因为他相信耶稣，相信这群使徒，所以来帮助他们。
Brothers and sisters, it was not because Gamaliel had believed in Jesus and decided to help the apostles.
那根据学者的研究，加玛列的话是法利赛教派处理纷争的一种原则。
According to the scholars, Gamaliel's words were a principle of the Pharisees in dealing with disputes.
当他们与别人对着圣经的一些非核心教义产生争执的时候，
And when they had a dispute with someone about something that was a non-essential doctrine,
他们就会用今天这样类似的回答来去回应对方。
They will use answers similar to what was said in the passage to tell the other person.
就是除了那些不能触碰的核心真理，比如说只有一位神这样的真理之外。
Except for those core truths that could not be touched, such as there is only one God.
法利赛学派对其他很多的事情都很包容，很开放。
The Pharisees were very tolerant and open to many other things.
我们现在不能理解，不能接受的那些东西，我也不现在反对，我先放在一边观察。
So they would have no objection to the things that could not be understood or accepted now.
就是用现在的话说，叫做咱们活久见。
So they would put them aside, observe, and in present words, time will tell.
Time can tell.
他们
认为不是出于神的东西，时间久了自然就消失了。
They believed that if things were not from God, they would disappear over time.
与其现在分个对错，不如到那时就很自然地看明白了。
And rather than determining right or wrong, things would naturally be distinguished.
所以才有加玛列在圣经中38-39节的话。
And to these things, it gave rise to the words of Gamaliel in verse 38-39.
他的原话是这么说的。
And in the Bible it says,
Sorry. 现在我劝你们不要管这些人，任凭他们吧。他们所谋的、所行的，若是出于神，必要败坏。若是出于人，必要败坏。若是出于神，你们就不能败坏他们。恐怕你们倒是攻击神了。
Verses 38 and 39 says, So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this undertaking is of men, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might even be found opposing God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很有智慧的学术和人生态度。
Brothers and sisters, this was a very wise academic and life attitude.
他们能够接受别人的不同看法。
They were able to accept dissent from others.
不像我自己碰到不一样的看法，我就跟你急了。
Unlike me, when I encounter different opinions, I'll go straight against you.
我们可以看到，这位老学究啊，真的是神预备的棋子。
We can see that this old pedant was a pawn prepared by God.
他让神的计划可以继续向前推进。
So that God's plan can continue to move forward.
使徒们也因此最终虽然被打了一顿，但还是被释放。
Because of this, the apostles, although they were beaten, they were later released.
我们也真是为此而赞美神。
And we praise God for that.
但弟兄姊妹，这里有一个很可惜的事情。
But my brothers and sisters, something unfortunately happened here.
就是加玛列错失了他生命中一大祝福。
It's that Gamaliel missed a great blessing in his life.
他这样一位钻研圣经一辈子的人。
He has studied the Bible all his life.
有保罗这样的学生，
had amazing student like Paul.
又有如此开放和谨慎的学术传统和人生态度。
Also had an open but cautious academic traditions and attitude towards life.
如此有智慧的人，却错过了进入神的国的机会。
Such a wise man missed the opportunity to enter the kingdom of God.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do we say that?
因为加马列讲完他们法利赛学派的原则之后，
After Gamaliel finished speaking about their principles,
很自然的，完全就可以继续深究下去。
It was natural they could investigate further.
加马列完全就可以说，我们应该好好调查一下，这个叫耶稣的人啊，到底复活没有。
We should investigate further whether this man named Jesus was really resurrected or not.
我们应该认真对待这件事。如果这件事是真的，我们的信仰就应该调整。
We should take this very seriously, and if indeed it was true, our faith must be changed.
那当然，如果是假的，我们也不必担心什么，因为过不久就消失了。
Also, if it's fake, don't worry, it would disappear soon.
如果加马列他们认真对待了
if Gamaliel had taken this seriously,
那对他自己和对公会的这些听众一定会带来极大的祝福。
It would definitely bring great blessing to himself and the rest of the council.
因为怎么看到这里，我们真的又惊叹神这不改变的爱。
Brothers and sisters, looking at this, we really marvel at the unchanging love of God.
因为他借着加玛列这位棋子，又给了公会一次得救的机会。
Through Gamaliel, a chess piece, he gave the council another chance to be saved.
但可惜，这么有智慧的人，却没有抓住机会，得到神的恩典。
However, it was a great pity that such a wise man did not seize the opportunity to receive the grace of God.
从另一个角度来看
，From another perspective.
加玛列不仅是神手中的棋子
，Gamaliel was not only a chess piece in God's hand，
那更是神要拯救的人
，but also a person God wanted to save。
因为前面使徒们的福音信息不仅是讲给大祭司这样正面抵挡的人
，The gospel message of the apostles that was shared earlier was not only addressed to those who resisted outwardly, like the high priest。
他也是讲给加玛列这样内心很固执的拒绝，不愿意深究、不在乎的人。
But also to Gamaliel and those who were stubborn in their hearts and refused, unwilling to investigate.
弟兄姊妹，我们传福音的时候，是不是也都碰到过这两类人呢
？Brothers and sisters, do we also not encounter those two groups of people when we share the gospel?
弟兄姊妹，我们自己过去也在他们之中。
And brothers and sisters, similar to them, we were also amongst them in our past.
像他们一样拒绝抵挡神的恩典。
We also resisted and rejected the grace of God.
那我们在今天的故事里面，明显可以看到三颗不改变的心。
In today's story, we can clearly see three unchanging hearts.
使徒们对着主的心没有改变。
The apostles' hearts towards the Lord did not change.
他们顺服主的安排，得时不得时，总在传福音。
They obeyed the Lord's arrangement and always preached the gospel, whether in season or out of season.
那我们也看到公会的人对着主的心好像也不改变。
It seemed that the people in the council also did not change their hearts towards the Lord.
他们用各样的方式来抵挡神。错失祝福。
They resisted God in various ways and missed their blessings.
那我们更是看到，就是这样的抵挡神的一群人，主对公会的心还是不改变。
And we further see that even with this kind of resistance, the Lord still did not change his heart towards the council.
我们的主用他的权柄和智慧，一次又一次的去安排给他们得救的机会。
And through his authority and wisdom, he arranged again and again to have them to be saved.
弟兄姊妹，有这样的神做我们生命的主宰，真好。
Brothers and sisters, Isn't it great to have such a God to be the Lord of our lives? Because we can be assured that
无论我们被他摆在怎样的环境之中,
no matter what kind of environment we're placed in by him,
无论他安排什么样的人事物在我们的生命之中,
and what kind of people or things he arranges in our lives,
我们都可以有安息,
we can always have rest.
在这样各种的不顺、患难，甚至是环境的巨变之中,
and in the midst of all these discord and adversity and changes in circumstance,
如果我们靠着他的恩典能够顺服他的话,
and if we rely on him and obey his word,
他就会用超过我们想象的方式来使用我们,
he will use us in ways beyond our imagination,
如同今天的门徒一样,
just like the apostles,
成为主的见证,
becomes the Lord's witness.
在这个过程之中,
and through this process,
我们也越来越明白主的心,
we can know more and more about the Lord's heart.
我们也越来越对我们这位主不改初心,
and towards our Lord, we maintain a heart that never changes.
我们有些祷告,
let us have some prayer.
主啊, 感谢你的怜悯,
Lord, we thank you for your mercy.
这么精彩的故事,
you give us this exciting story.
主啊, 也盼望我们的心被这里面这么多的恩典, 这么多的细节所抓住,
and Lord, may our hearts be captured by the grace and the details in the story.
好, 让我们一边赞美你是这样一位神,
so that we exclaim you're such a great God.
也好让我们一边有安息,
and also at the same time have rest.
从心里就愿意跟随你,
in our heart, we're willing to follow you.
把一切的感谢赞美都归给你,
we give all the thanks and praises to you.
从主耶稣基督的名求,
in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.